4338.
Yet another weekend in April. Any showers where you are? You know that whole trite saying about April showers bring May flowers? I've had enough of the showers, frankly, where our mini studio is in Texas. But wherever you are, I hope you're kicking back, enjoying, and you're wide awake. Maybe you're on your fifth cup of coffee. Maybe you're just getting off of work. Tell your friends about America Tonight. Water cooler buzz, baby, as this little show continues to go roaring down the tracks. I'll tell you, I bet there are a lot of people that wish they could be roaring down the tracks right now, and it's probably all the people that are stuck in Europe, the stranded passengers. You know, when you fly and you think of all the things that could possibly happen with the delays and, you know, maybe you have a little bit of bad weather. Are you thinking volcanic ash? The answer is no. From Iceland? The answer is no. It was that bad that they felt all over Europe it was too risky to fly. They've sent up test, they being some of the countries, like Germany, have set up test flights into the air. And they're determined that perhaps in places like Frankfurt, that maybe half the flights could go up tomorrow. But it's been 4 days. 4 days. If it's not safe to travel, it's not safe to travel. They didn't make any promises that the disruptions due to volcanic ash are going to go away. And right now, as I just checked in, the volcano is still erupting. Can you imagine that phone call if you had to call in? Well, of course, if someone's paying attention to the news, they know that there is really a volcano that's on fire right now. Call in, yeah, boss, I'm with the family. We saved up all our money. You know, we went to London. We're kind of stuck here. Volcanic ash. Yeah, I don't know when we're going to get out. Could be another week. Here's the thing, and I don't know if this has happened. I guarantee it probably hasn't happened. If you are stuck because of this Mother Nature event, where are you staying? Sleeping on the airport floor? Something. A lot of people are sleeping on the airport floors in some of these airports. Because who's paying the freight? Who's going to pay for you to live it up in London or Germany or any of those European spots, France? And the answer is probably not. Have you ever been stranded by the airline where you had to stay overnight and you'll see people yelling and screaming and banging their hands on the desk to the poor flight attendant who's trying to figure it all out? I got stranded one time in Hawaii in Honolulu, because we were supposed to end up in Maui, and it was supposed to be straight through, and there was some problem with the flights or whatever. So they did pay for the hotel. They did take us to a hotel, and they did give us some kind of a meal voucher, but no carry-ons to speak of, so you're pretty much stuck in your same clothes unless you run out and grab some T-shirts, and it's, you know, 11 o'clock at night. So that's not likely. But hey, I'm not complaining. A bed versus a dirty airport floor with my coat strewn about and whatever. I mean, sometimes you have to rough it, but who would think it would be because of a volcano? Speaking of volcano, there is no love lost between Rush Limbaugh and the former president of the United States, Bill Clinton. Here's what Limbaugh had to say about Clinton last week on his show.
With this comment, you have just set the stage for violence in this country. Any future acts of violence are on your shoulders, Mr. Clinton.
All right, here's what Clinton was talking about. He was talking about conservative talk radio and some other things in relation to what's happening, the anger that he sees mounting in the country, and this was his response directly to the Limbaugh deal.
Doesn't make any sense. The only point I tried to make is that when I went back and started preparing for the 15th anniversary of Oklahoma City, I realized that there were a lot of parallels between the early 90s and now, both in the feeling of economic dislocation and the level of uncertainty people felt, the rise of kind of identity politics, the rise of the militia movements and the right-wing talk radio, with a lot of what's going on in the blogosphere now. and in the right-wing media, and with the Oath Keepers, the 3%ers, all these people, you know, who are saying things like, if Idaho wants to secede from the Union, the militia group out there says, you know, we'll back them. One leader of one of these groups said that all politics was just a prelude to civil war. And then the politicians, of course, have not been that serious, but a lot of the things that have been said, they create a climate in which people who are vulnerable to violence because they're disoriented, like Timothy McVeigh was, are more likely to act. And the only point I tried to make was that we ought to have a lot of political dissent, a lot of political argument. Nobody's right all the time. But we also have to take responsibility for the possible consequences of what we say, and we shouldn't demonize the government or its public employees or its elected officials. We can disagree with them, we can harshly criticize them, but when we turn them into an object of demonization, you know, you increase the number of threats. But I worry about these threats against the president and the Congress. And I worry about more careless language, even against some of which we've seen against the Republican governor of New Jersey, Governor Christie. I just think we all have to be careful. We ought to remember after Oklahoma City, we learned something about the difference in disagreement and demonization.
All right. Wow. What a mouthful from Bill Clinton. Rush saw an opportunity, so he took it because of the things that Clinton said. I think Rush, that's smart on his part, because the bread and butter and the basis, the backbone of his show originally was Clinton and being opposed to Clinton, remember back in the 90s and whatnot. And he opened up a can of worms in a way when he did say those things about acts, he's worried about acts of violence and the backing of militias and blah, blah, blah. You know, I say this all the time, and I agree with the one comment. It's ridiculous to go after Congress people and senators. I mean, to try to harm them is stupid, and it is violence that's not necessary and won't amount to anything. If you're trying to affect change, then you speak up, then you go to rallies, then you start rallies, then you bombard Congress folks or senators with emails, faxes that relate to whatever it is that you're furious about, and you can help to try to bring about that change. Or you can vote in the midterm elections and vote the people you don't like out. Boot them out. That's what you do. There is power in numbers. There is power in votes. Presidential election, because I don't like the Electoral College, I could argue about that and say, yeah, sometimes the deck is certainly stacked against you, but not when you're picking state representatives and not when you're picking local representatives, city councils and that kind of stuff, because I think you can have a say in it, and that's the right way to go there. Here was the other part of Bill Clinton. He was interviewed on This Week, the former president, and here's what he said. I think the midterm elections are not really going to go in the favor of the Democrats, but he disagrees with that. Here's what he said.
Little bit. We passed a bill which reversed trickle-down economics by one vote, close, like the health care bill. And it led to an enormous flowering of the economy in America. And that bill was responsible for taking us more than 90% of the way to a balanced budget. But people didn't realize its benefits. I think the same thing is happening now with the health care bill, where people are still reading into it all manner of dark things, and they haven't felt the benefits of it yet.
All right, and so he believes that people haven't felt the benefits as part of the problem, and doesn't think, he went on to say later, he doesn't think that you'll see an overwhelming amount of Democrats drop in the midterm elections. Stay with us.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey Water Filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey Water Filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey Water Filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I'm obsessed by a show called Spartacus Blood and Sand. It just got a grip on me, and I'm telling you. I was thinking back in 1960-something, Stanley Kubrick, he directed Spartacus with Kurt Douglas and Laurence Olivier and a bunch of others, and he was the slave Spartacus that led that revolt against the decadent Roman Empire. Well, it's actually kind of is related to that. I'll explain in a second. Let's go to Tom in Missouri first. Hey, Tom.
Hi, how you doing, Kate? Just a comment on Bill Clinton and Rush Limbaugh. I think Rush was absolutely correct. I think his summation was absolutely right on target. To be quite honest with you, Clinton, I don't know, just that there's two things in particular that can avoid a possibility of acts of violence or bloodshed in the future. One, if you've got politicians that uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States, in other words, live up to the oath that they have taken before they took office.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, if they the second issue of that is the issue of integrity. And if they had quite a bit of integrity and honesty, these things wouldn't be issues today.
Because, I agree.
And the thing is, and he needs to understand that, and what I believe what he is trying to do here, he is acting in the role of an agent provocateur himself. And I believe seriously that he has got an agenda along with the Democrats and along with a lot of other internationalists, and that even includes a lot of the Rhino Republicans on the other side of the aisle. They want to constantly be playing ball.
Mm-hmm.
And they think that they can fix the problem, tweak this here, tweak that there. They need to wipe the slate clean, especially with the health care bill, and start all over.
And I like that agent provocateur. I agree.
Well, that's essentially what he is trying to do here.
Yeah.
And when I've called before, and I think you probably might remember me, but you understand where I'm coming from here.
Sure.
You have some forces that are in power or control the spheres of influence mm-hmm. that want to try to get a certain desired effect that they will profit from. And I believe that that is what's going on here, and they are doing it at the expense of the American people. Now, also remember, back in, was it 1765, we had something in this country called the Stamp Act that was imposed upon us by Parliament and the King of England.
Right.
And what did Benjamin Franklin stand before the House of Commons, and he was being quizzed, and I do believe that history books likened that to being the professor being quizzed by a panel of schoolboys, and they wanted to find out how far the Americans would go, and he said probably said by a force of arms, but he also said it only if they were provoked. But what was the Stamp Act if not provocative?
Right.
And I think that we have to also look at violence not necessarily as a bad thing, but sometimes it may wind up becoming a necessary thing in order to preserve people's rights and freedoms that God has given them. And if we don't do that, then I think that we're finished as a nation. I'm not advocating that, of course. I always believe in trying to resolve these problems by a nonviolent means, and if it
right.
means a peaceful revolution, then so be it. That's what we need to be doing. And I think that revolution will be in November of this year. And I believe that what Clinton is literally trying to do is trying to cripple or undermine that effort, and I think he needs to be called on that.
Excellent. I agree. Okay. I think he needs to be called. I think he does need to be called on it.
Okay, that's
and
really
right.
all I got to say, Kate.
No, you were right. Thanks. That was a good call, Tom. You're right. I think that he was very concise in a way in what he was saying and how he was weaving it, meaning Tom was, and he's right. That's, as I said, Rush was smart to pick up on the opportunity, no matter what you think about Rush Limbaugh. He's an entertainer. He knows this. He picked up on all the things that Clinton was saying, and it was easy. It was easy to go after Clinton for that one. Because he called out basically all the non-democratic groups is what he did. All right, speaking of politics, it is related to politics in a way, but I had, when I went back to New York, New Jersey, I had a cousin that kept talking about Spartacus and this new series that was on Starz, Blood and Sand, and John Hannah and Lucy Lawless were a part of this cast. So I started watching it, and then I started watching it, and would you believe this is crazy? I've never done this in my life, and because I'm so much more driven by news and what's happening in business and sports and whatever, that I do watch things, but I don't sit down in one sitting and watch a whole bunch of television. And I did. I watched the entire season, and it's wow, it's crazy good. Here is a little slice of Spartacus.
How many men would you kill to hold your wife again?
I would kill them all.
Gladiator does not fear death.
Gladiator's virtues extend beyond the arena.
Make him do it again.
Ship of blood. This man.
Yeah, Spartacus, Blood and Sand, baby. And it is the classic tale about the rebel who rises to go after and take down the Roman Empire. And it starts with the whole, you know, gladiator deal as he is thrown into the arena. And he's forced into slavery and reborn as the main character, reborn as kind of a gladiator. And it's so, so good. There is corruption and treachery. Sounds like what we were just talking about. The allure of sensual pleasures, that's part of it too. And it's, I don't want to give it away, but it is, if you like history, and almost if you like to relate to what some of the stuff is politically we're talking about, I'm not kidding you, not too much of a stretch. You can watch this, and if you go to Netflix or any place else, I'm sure you could get you can download the series for nothing, for a song, basically. But it's amazing. And Matt, didn't you tell me that you have a friend who went crazy for the Spartacus thing, too.
Yeah, he's completely obsessed with it. And I guess the season finale was...
the other day.
Yeah, Thursday night or something like that. And I'm... he and I are painting a buddy's house together that my friend just bought, and they're moving in there. And we've been painting early in the morning, and he actually got up an hour early at 6 a.m., to finish watching the finale, because he fell asleep watching it the night before because we were out late. And woke up at 6 a.m., watched it, and then met up with me at about 7:30 to go paint again. So that's all he's been talking about this whole weekend. I've been having it just jammed in my ears nonstop. And then I got into work, and that's the first thing you were talking about, too. So apparently I need to check out this show, because I'm getting it from all directions that Spartacus is the thing right now.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. Definitely. Excellent. I would recommend it to anybody. Like I said, it's funny. The themes of Spartacus are so similar in a way to what we're talking about on America Tonight. And it's just very entertaining good stuff. I mean, really, really good stuff. All right, coming up next on the flip side, we're going to talk about financially what's going on with the reform, the Wall Street reform, the tug of war between the Democrats and the Republicans. You know, the whole idea, the line of all the lines that just sticks in my head or in my crawl is the banks are too big to fail. I mean, with most of us, yes. It's like the dreaded three little letters, AIG. I mean, come on. Could there be a worse organization? Goldman Sachs. Yeah, put them in that group too. And almost any of the bailout guys, I would say the same thing. And then the audacity to turn around, they're paying bonuses. But of course, because, you know, it is our money. It's our taxpayer money. It bails them out, but yet there's no constraints as to what they're going to do with it and when it's paid back, and that's ridiculous. And that was another part of the problem with the bailout. How do you lend somebody money? You know, have you ever borrowed money? Did they just hand it to you and say, okay, good luck, and get it to us when you can? It's almost like loan sharking. That's what the government did. Okay, here's the money. Whew, thank goodness you were too big to fail. Good luck, and we'll look for that payback. Yeah. Bad stuff. We're going to talk with Saul Album next and dissect all of it for you here on America Tonight.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com, or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4, Dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5. A solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't! Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now. Get out of debt and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-822-1291. That's 800-822-1291. 800-822-1291.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQUA Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Hey, so do you have a lot of potholes in your neighborhood? Are you, like, driving around as though you're in a video game, just missing a pothole there, a sinkhole there, that kind of thing? I'll tell you, the state that has the worst problem with it, or at least they think they do, coming up around the bend here on ATN. It was a rough winter in a lot of parts, and then, of course, with no money to fix some of the potholes, that adds up pretty fast, where they can only cover an X amount, and then it becomes a guessing game as to what street or what road has been fixed. But we'll get to that in a second. Before we do that, there are some other things to jump to that I mentioned at the top. One is Toyota. Toyota, boy, I'm sure they would just love, the people running Toyota from Japan on down would love nothing but nice headlines about how great the quality of the car is. Those were the good old days. The biggest headline now is that they agreed to this fine, the $16.4 million. And what it is it's the penalty for waiting for 4 months in telling about the fact that they had these defective gas pedals because they didn't say anything. So they're going to agree to that. That is the largest government ever slap on the wrist or fine against an automaker ever. And they knew about it, didn't say anything, so the transportation department said, "Oh, I see an opportunity." Ray LaHood, he was just salivating. "Let's jump on Toyota and get that money." So they did. And there's a deadline. They either accept it or they don't, and then they'd have to go through this whole rigmarole and defend themselves over what they knew about the sticking gas pedals and explain why they didn't issue in a recall until January. So the 16.4, of course they're paying that. Of course they are. They're going to pay the full amount, and that's it. They'll do it within 30 days. They don't want to go to court against the government. They don't want any more ugly headlines. But here's the interesting thing. I think they're gonna do the fine. They'll do the fine, but they don't want to go deep into the liability of it. They don't want to accept that. So it's like kind of when you settle in court, you know, nothing worse than a plea bargain when you're on the other side of the thing and you want to see somebody, you know, get nailed to the wall. They accept the plea bargain, but do they have to allocute? Do they have to turn around and apologize for whatever heinous thing they did? So Toyota won't have to do that. That's what they're trying to get out of. Pay the fine. Don't apologize. Well, who lied? Why'd you lie? Well, you know, of course, they were hoping to get away with it is the thing, but they're not going to do that. They're going to agree to pay the fine, and we just go with the idea that, well, they wouldn't pay the fine if they weren't accepting the responsibility and then be done with that. Because under federal law, the way it reads is they have to notify the government within five business days if they find any kind of a safety defect. So they find it, their phones are jammed up with complaints, they see it, they have 5 days to make that call, and they didn't do it. Nobody did it. Mm-mm. Let's go to Sam in Montreal. He's our first guy in, the leadoff man, if you will, in Canada, of course. Hey, Sam.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How about you?
We're happy, if you know what I mean.
Well, you're all about the hockey playoffs. For people who don't know, tell them what's going on with the Canadiens.
Okay, we're playing Washington. Washington's one of the top teams in the league. And everyone was saying either Washington in four or me, and I was saying Washington in five. We came out with a split. We could have been up 2-0 because we had like a 4-1 lead last night, and we lost in overtime. So overall, I'm basically happy with the split.
Well, split is good. I think the split is good for you, yes.
Yeah. And then I'm also, the local sports radio station is saying that if Washington doesn't win, that Bruce Boudreau could be on the unemployment line. He's the coach for Washington.
Yeah.
At least that's rumors they are hearing. I know this isn't exactly a great thing to bring up, but as usual, it's the Pope and the pedophilia. Today, the Archbishop of Toronto, or as they call it now, Loserville.
Loserville.
Yeah, that's what one of the local news programs called on the Thursday night newscast, Loserville.
Yeah.
Okay, because of the Maple Leafs, Leafs, the Raptors, the Jays and the Argonauts. You know, so and just to think, Julie and I both have friends and relatives there. Oh.
Yeah, sports-wise, it's bad. You're right, it's bad there. The loser tagline that's not too far from the truth. It's been a drought for them, yes.
Right. It's, you know, instead of Edmonton, which, you know, we should be called the City of Champions, but that's beside the point. Anyway, the Archbishop of Toronto is basically saying, people, be patient, you know, because if you go gung-ho it's going to be like a bull in a china shop. And the wrong people may get hurt. So he's saying, wage tolerance. Let the Pope and his inter sanctum, at least that's the way I'm interpreting it.
Mm-hmm.
Take your time. And I'm saying to myself, excuse me, did you consult the Pope on what you said? You know, I didn't say that, but that was my thinking. You know, so I'm thinking.
I think he's going rogue on the comments. What's happening now with the Pope is the Pope, because they're getting blasted. I mean, the Catholic Church is like the Titanic sinking
right.
rapidly
right.
all over the world. And so the Pope is suddenly coming out and making a lot of statements, including the big one saying, oh, the Church is going to protect young from abuse. That's what we're going to do. We're going to protect anybody. Everybody, anyone
right.
we can. We're not going to allow this to happen. He was doing a mass in Malta
right.
on Sunday, and that was, he had tears in his eyes, and he was making personal gestures, and he was responding to all that whole sex abuse stuff. But still, what a lot of people are waiting for is some kind of an admission from the Vatican. But they're not doing that. They're rejecting any and all accusations that they try to cover up for abusive priests. They're not going to talk about the hierarchy and what happened. They said they're going to implement effective measures to protect kids. That's it. And there's no details either. Kind of like the Obama administration. No details, but why bother with the finer points? But just, this is what
you
we're going to do.
It just made me think of something. Why doesn't Obama have an audience with the Pope in exchange on Diaz on how to cover up certain things?
He could help him with the spin factor, yes.
Oh, yeah, for sure, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And, I'm speaking to our favorite rabbinical person who, by the way, was also pretty happy with the outcome. And he was saying that he was talking to, there's some Catholic, there's some priests who are studying in Jerusalem and nuns and whatever. And some of them are saying it's like, now the priests, when they're walking through certain neighborhoods, that they have this, like, they're looking over their shoulder, like someone might throw a rock at them.
Is that bad? Wow.
I said it's certain neighborhoods.
Yeah.
I mean, like maybe the Christian quarter of the old city of Jerusalem.
Sure.
But if they walk through the ultra-Orthodox Jewish neighborhoods, they'll look like, what's wrong with this picture? A Catholic priest in an ultra-Orthodox Jewish neighborhood. Something is wrong here. But, that's besides the point.
Yeah, what's happening is, I'm sure that a lot of good priests, because they're tainted by what's happened in the past, they're apologizing and trying to come out and tell the various congregations across America and the world and wherever it is they're preaching that this is horrendous and shouldn't be tolerated and all that other stuff. But it's the Vatican that everybody wants the answers from, and they're not getting the answers. They're not getting it. They're not. He's saying he's upset that this won't happen again, but that, they're shuffling. How did these predator priests get moved all around the globe? And it was going on for so long, and everybody turned a blind eye. It's nothing new. I mean, we've known this now because these stories have come out, but it's just enraging so many people. I think the tipping point was the 200 deaf kids in Wisconsin. That was just too much over the top for so many people,
Yeah. Because I know you live in Dallas, where a big Hispanic, which means, I apologize for being stereotypical. I'm thinking Hispanic, big Catholic community. What's the Archdiocese of Dallas saying about this? Or are they saying, whatever the Holy Father, whatever the Pope says, we agree?
It's interesting you say that about Texas and Dallas and Catholicism, because actually this is the South, and this is about, you're talking mostly Protestant religions. You're talking Baptists and Adventists and Lutherans and Episcopalians and stuff. But what I think has happened is depends on the individual parish, and they're not saying anything about the Pope. They're avoiding it because they can't attack the Vatican.
Right.
So they're just talking about how they feel about it, but they're not going after the Vatican. They're not doing
you
that.
You mean there's not a big spread in the Dallas Morning News?
No.
Archdiocese says this. It's even more newsworthy than maybe, let's say, the Cowboys winning the Super Bowl. Yeah. Okay.
No, I mean, there's stories about it, but not. But it's not.
Right.
There's no blowback on the Vatican at this point.
Right.
From they're just individual priests and whatnot. That's it. Again, the Vatican is a separate state. They have their own private little army that guards the Vatican, and separate deal. You've seen it on TV. You've seen what they look like.
Right.
And it's a separate deal. I mean, it is. It's completely isolated from Italy, even. I mean, it's there, and it's part of the culture, but they have their own rules.
Right. Well, okay, since you've been a reporter for many years and you've been all around God's green earth, have you ever had an audience with the Pope?
I have never had an audience with the Pope, no. But I know a lot of people that have, and they say, Sam, thanks for the call. They say it's really kind of interesting when they've been able to do that. And what happens is, and I have seen this, when he talks to the masses, he comes out out the window, out of the Vatican, and he'll say something in English and Polish and all different languages, and that always thrills people. Potholes don't, though. That's up next.
Get incredible grip, no matter what the conditions, when you wear MaxFit gloves. Everyone from boaters, fishermen, mechanics, plumbers, farmers, senior citizens, and gardeners are all wearing MaxFit gloves for better grip. MaxFit gloves are made with thin glove technology that is ultra-thin, breathable, will reduce muscle fatigue when planting gardens, pulling weeds, or anywhere you need a more youthful grip. Watch incredible MaxFit gloves videos online at MaxFitGloves.com. MaxFit gloves improve dry grip strength by up to 37% and improve your grip up to 400%. Better than bare hands in wet or oily conditions. If arthritis has crippled your grip, or if you work with your hands and depend on a good grip, then MaxFit gloves are for you. Right now, get two free pair of MaxFit gloves when you go to maxfitgloves.com. MaxFitGloves.com and use promo code radio or call 1-877-552-5206. That's 1-877-552-5206. MaxFit gloves, incredible grip in any conditions.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
So nearly 8 in 10 Americans say they can't trust Washington and don't have a lot of faith in the bureaucracy, period, to change things. A lot of this has to do with the big bailout, with the bailout of the banks, the too big to fail statements. Remember that? We're going to take you back. Kate hanging with you on ATN. Saul Album is in the wings. Here's what Obama said during that period, if you remember. And here's his Secretary of the Treasury, Tim Geithner, in his response today on one of the Sunday shows.
Never again will the American taxpayer be held hostage by a bank that is too big to fail.
What we can guarantee is if Congress joins with the President in passing the reforms we've proposed, reforms that passed the House, now working their way through the Senate, then taxpayers will not be on the hook for bailing out these large institutions from their mistakes in the future. Well, the banks are going to be on the hook for paying the cost of any future crisis. That's a simple, basic proposition. And again, I think that's something you're going to see Democrats and Republicans agree on, because it's a basic fair thing of fairness, which is why should we put the American taxpayer in the position ever again where they have to use a penny of their money to pay for the mistakes? And that's why it's so important to put in place reforms, because, you know, it's not just we still have in place today the same system that caused the crisis. Because of the actions we had to take, that we were forced to take to protect the economy, that will leave people if we don't reform the system.
All right, you know, last week we were talking about Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell and how furious he was and was railing against the idea of the proposed reform, not the idea of reform, but what's out there on the table now at this point. Last week, this dominated the headlines, and you can bet it will heading into this week as well. And the administration is pushing the Wall Street crackdown big time. And it's a wild, raging debate on both sides of this. Republicans are telling the Democrats, just start over. We want this, but just start over. It's looking a lot like health care reform. Saul Albaum here on America Tonight. Saul, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Hey, Kate. Always happy to, rip on what the clowns are doing up there. always happy to be here.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, so your take on what you've heard about the reform, what do you say about it?
Well, you know, I've read the best explanation that I can think of, read the best explanation is that the whole system works. Let's look at it from 30,000 feet. The whole system works. Capitalism works when you have fear and greed. When everyone's greedy, but people are afraid, okay, afraid of failure, okay, afraid of going home to their wife and saying, I blew up the company and I lost our life savings, et cetera, okay? The problem is with all this regulation, they're trying to remove fear, okay? Fear is good. Fear stops you from doing stupid things like loaning to Merrill Lynch when they're leveraged 100-to-1, okay, or going out and leveraging up with 100-to-1 and buying gold or something like that, or speculating in currencies. So with their regulation, they're trying to guarantee to the American people that we'll never have a financial crisis. I mean, isn't this the height of lunacy and arrogance that, like, we can regulate our way out of the business cycle? I mean, it's you know, grow up. You know, life is tough, and you know, you can't do that. So, that being said, there are some things about the financial reform that undo the dumbness that was implemented before. Okay, one of them is kind of rolling up these multiple regulatory bodies between thrifts and SNLs and big chartered banks and state banks and things like that. So actually, you know, that's actually okay. But there's a really bad thing that's coming up is that they're going to try to regulate hedge funds or the quote unquote shadow banking, which
right.
basically mean is say me, you and a bunch of people pooled our dollars and wanted to start loaning them to people. We'd now be regulated under banks also or something similar. So, you know, it's just a way of adding expenses, adding as what they say, speed bumps. And I actually went through here from the Department of Treasury this kind of 100-page PDF just for you, Kate. So, because normally when I read this stuff, I just see red. But we put it on, so I went through it, and it's just it's like the guy that caused the fire trying to say why we need his help in trying to fix up our reform. It's like, you know, you start on page one and right on page one says, asset prices started to rise. And then this happened. And then because asset prices started to rise, all this stuff happened. Well, they don't ask themselves why asset prices were rising. The same reason why they're now, because interest rates are like 1 and 1.5%. Of course, asset prices are going to rise. Everyone's going to do everything they can because money's so cheap right now if you can get
right,
it.
Right.
So, it's one thing. It's a comedy of errors, and I'm going to try to date a girl from Norway so I don't have to mess with this stuff anymore.
Good for you.
I told you about that.
That's right. That's what you do.
Yeah, cheapest sovereign debt in the world, the least risky. For everyone listening out there, I started dating this girl from Norway, okay? So I start doing research on the country, okay? Like, it's like Abu Dhabi over there. So, their sovereign debt is rated significantly less risky than U.S. debt. So you know what that tells me? That tells me that's the place to be.
And it's supposed to be the happiest place on earth. Did you know that?
Yeah. They have socialism there, but it doesn't matter because they got all the oil wealth. It's everything but the women and the burkas. It's pretty neat.
Didn't you tell me, I mean, this is interesting. Didn't you tell me in Norway that most people, what's the average wealth there?
Oh, it's the second in the world after, yes, the second per capita, richest country in the world. And, you know, they have, like, you know, the North Sea oil. So, but instead of what the Arabs are doing and, like, just building giant phallic symbols to the sky, you know, like these giant 100-million-foot towers and, like, the palm, I mean, they're just like, you know, there's your state-directed capitalism. And we'll talk about Obama, too. Obama, by the way, Obama is not a socialist, okay? He is not a socialist. You want to correct this. He is a state-directed capitalist, okay? And our most famous state-directed capitalist, of course, is the same guy who made the trains run on time in Italy, okay, in the 30s. Mm-hmm. So Norway... Yeah, they just take most of the wealth and then they just go around buying stock markets around the world. There's only like 4 million people in Norway and they own 1% of all the equity in the world.
Wow. I love that comment, by the way, state-directed capitalists. That's good.
Yeah. They're like, well, I mean, you think about it. Yeah, they bought into GM. They're going to redo GM.
Take over everything.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry?
Take over everything. Big government,
baby.
Yeah,
they're
going to
regulate the banks. We're going to fix us from this. They're going to make the trains run on time.
Yep.
Yeah, just like Mussolini.
Oh, I like that comparison.
Mm-hmm.
I got to ask you this question. How about the SEC going after Goldman Sachs with a civil fraud charge and looking into whether some of the mortgage deals arranged by some of the other Wall Street firms might have crossed the line? Gee, you think into misleading investors. What do you think they're going to turn up here with Goldman? They say they're blindsided by this whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, you figure you donate most money to the Democrats, you think you'd be okay. You remember that Goldman Sachs heavily donated. You know, that's what people don't understand. Oh, the Republicans, they're on the hands of Wall Street. No, they're not. Democrats are. Go to opensecrets.com. It's all on the net. Go to Wikipedia.
Yep.
Look it up yourself.
Yep.
No, it's silly. So, you know what? I would not be surprised here and there if there were some unethical things going on. And you know what? If there is unethical, if there is fraud, they need to be held accountable.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if that is. And let them hang if they did it. You know, the fraud is fraud, period, the end, whether it's Goldman or, you know, whether it's me or
whoever it is.
Pretending she's not a rich millionaire.
Yeah, thanks. Hey, so if everybody wants to check out your website, plug your website.
Sure, TexasAtlanticCapital.com, helping companies up there with M&A and growth capital.
Awesome. Thanks, all. I'll talk to you soon.
You got it, Kate. All right, bye-bye.
All right, good stuff. And you heard what he said. He's right. There is a great website. It's called OpenSecrets.com. That's one of the websites that he mentioned. And Goldman Sachs money was heavily in the hands of many Democrats. So, you know, we're talking about mortgages, too, and those subprime mortgages and what happened and how it sunk us for 2 years. They say there's a sign, I read something in the Journal the other day, for the U.S. housing market and the fact that the delinquencies actually fell in March for the second month in a row. The number of mortgage loans that were at least 30 days past due or in foreclosure declined. This is a decent number, 8.6% in March. And so what does it mean? The biggest slide came from loans that were 30 days past due, and they fell. The exact number was 342,000, so that's roughly, what, 1.45 million. So that's, you know, when we look at the numbers and the overall picture, we'd like to see it continue to go in that direction for everybody who owns a home. That investment you thought that at least was going to break even or better, I mean, you were really hoping for better. Maybe sometime down the road, it might still pay off for you. Keep it here on America Tonight.